my dad's big and hurt. Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Hi, I'm Maestro Circe, and I'm happy to share this podcast with you. I have been teaching English to English learners in Southern California, United States of America, for over 30 years. I have published a variety of educational books for English learners on Amazon. I offer Zoom webinars, conversation practice, online courses, and online English learning resources. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in American English. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to episode 11 of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Our 11th podcast episode features several resources for improving American English listening and conversation skills. Today, I will share an introduction to my first published book for English learners, American English Dialogues for English Learners. What are the best ways to learn English? Together with the introduction of the first chapter of the book and audio recordings of all the dialogues included in Chapter 1, compliments of our website, www.booksforesl.com. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let's get started.
Have you visited our website, www.booksforesl.com, yet? Books for ESL is a website where English learners worldwide improve their American English skills via helpful books, articles, and resources in the English language. At Books for ESL, we are passionate about supporting English learners in their journey to master the English language. We understand the challenges and frustrations of learning a new language, so we have carefully curated a collection of books and articles specifically designed to facilitate effective English learning. As former ESL students, we have experienced firsthand the transformative power of literature in mastering a foreign language. Diving into captivating stories, engaging exercises, and practical guides allowed us to develop our vocabulary, grammar skills, and overall fluency. Thus, our mission is to provide English learners with accessible and valuable resources that will enhance their linguistic abilities and ignite their love for reading. Created by an American English teacher based in California, USA, this educational website is geared towards English learners who are serious about learning and improving their English skills. Here you will access various helpful articles for learning English, ebooks, and physical books for increasing English skills and fluency. Visit www.booksforesl.com today.
Hello everyone, this is Maestro Circe. Today, allow me to introduce to you my first published book, called American English Dialogues for English Learners, What Are the Best Ways to Learn English? So I'm going to read the introduction for you. Created by an English as a Second Language community college instructor and public school teacher with over 30 years of teaching experience in California, USA, this book encourages students to build their American English conversation skills while learning various strategies for learning English more effectively. Whether you're an English learner, a teacher, or a tutor of American English, this book is intended to help improve American English conversation and pronunciation skills, vocabulary, reading, and listening comprehension. Students who practice regularly reading the dialogues included here with their teachers, tutors, and English learner partners are likely to increase their American English communication and comprehension skills. English learners of all fluency levels often ask for additional conversation practice and strategies for learning English faster and more effectively. This book aims to help American English learners and their teachers and tutors by providing a multitude of dialogues on various topics about effective strategies and tools for learning English. The 100 dialogues included here focus on practical tools and strategies for building English fluency, including the benefits of making new friends and social interaction for learning American English, tools and strategies for improving reading skills, tools and strategies for improving listening skills, tools and strategies for improving speaking skills, tools and strategies for improving writing skills, tools and strategies for improving vocabulary skills, benefits of watching movies in English, benefits of watching television in English, benefits of listening to the radio in English, benefits of listening to online podcasts in English. The dialogues here are pretty short and highly accessible by English learners of all levels. Teachers and tutors are asked first to read each dialogue to the students, then have the students repeat and read each dialogue out loud. Finally, English learners are encouraged to read each dialogue in groups of two, taking turns reading the dialogue for each speaker. To further improve comprehension and vocabulary, English learners are encouraged to identify any words from the dialogues that are difficult to understand, translate them into their primary language, and define them using an online or book-based English dictionary. After reading and repeating these dialogues, students, teachers, and tutors are encouraged to research, discuss, and present on specific American movies, actors and actresses, television channels and shows, radio channels and programs, as well as various podcasts, including podcasts created explicitly for English learners, to expand further opportunities for learning and developing the English language. To supplement this book, I offer online topic-specific online articles with available translation, auto recordings, and multiple choice quizzes to help American English learners further build reading, listening comprehension, and pronunciation skills in American English. You are invited to visit our online resource page for this book at www.usareading.club/bestways. All right, I hope you've enjoyed this introduction to the book. And if you would like to access the book, please visit my other website at www.booksforesl.com. Thank you very much. Hello, English learners. This is Maestro Circe. Today we're going to talk about the first chapter of a book I wrote called American English Dialogues for English Learners, What Are the Best Ways to Learn English? And here is the introduction to the first chapter. Ready? Okay, let's begin. The best ways to learn English are to immerse yourself in English-speaking activities. This could include reading books, listening to podcasts and music, watching films and television, and speaking with native English speakers. Additionally, using online platforms such as language learning apps and websites can be beneficial, allowing you to conveniently access various resources tailored to your level and interests. Additionally, attending English language classes or finding an English language tutor can help structure your learning and provide feedback on your progress. Finally, setting language learning goals and staying motivated to work towards them is important. The best way to learn English is to immerse yourself in the language by listening, speaking, reading, and writing. Start by studying the basics of the English language, such as grammar, pronunciation, and spelling. Then, practice speaking and writing in English as much as possible. You can also try reading books, newspapers, and magazines in English to expand your understanding of the language. Additionally, consider listening to English radio, podcasts, and television shows to familiarize yourself with spoken English. Finally, look for opportunities to practice speaking with native English speakers. With enough practice and dedication, you can improve your English language skills. Suggestions from Maestro Circe. If you wish to improve your American English online via webinars, online courses, activities, articles, videos, podcasts, or internet radio, you're invited to visit my website, www.maestrocirce.com. Again, www.maestrocirce.com. Now, for chapter one, we have a variety of dialogues, and I put those dialogues into audio so you can listen to them and practice with them. So let's listen to the dialogues together.
Hey, Maria, what do you think is the best way to learn English?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think the best way is to immerse yourself as much as possible in the language. Listen to English podcasts, watch English movies and TV shows, and read English books and articles.
That's a great idea! What other tips do you have for learning English?
Well, I think it's important to practice speaking and writing as much as you can. Find a language exchange partner or join an English conversation class. Also, invest in some good study materials and use online tools to track your progress.
What are the best ways to learn English?
I think the most important thing is to find a way to stay motivated. You need to practice regularly and keep track of your progress.
That's a good suggestion. What else do you think would be helpful?
Well, it's important to find learning materials that you enjoy. You should also try to immerse yourself in the language by watching English movies and listening to songs in English.
That sounds like a great idea. What about speaking practice?
Yes, speaking practice is also very important. You could find a native English speaker to talk to or join an English language course.
Hey Maria, I'm having a hard time learning English. Do you have any tips?
Sure, I can definitely help. What have you been doing so far to learn English?
I've been reading books and newspapers and studying flashcards.
Those are both really great ways to get started. I think it's also important to have conversations in English as often as you can.
That's a great suggestion. Where can I find someone to practice with?
A lot of communities have language exchange groups that you can join. You can also ask your friends and family to practice with you.
Hey Maria, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Great. So, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the best way to learn English?
Well, in my opinion, the best way to learn English is to practice speaking it as much as possible. You can do this by having conversations with native speakers, or even by talking to yourself in English.
Interesting. What other tips do you have?
I think it's also important to read a lot of English books and articles, watch English movies and TV shows, listen to English music and podcasts, and write down new words so you can translate and define them later.
Hey Maria, what do you think are the best ways to learn English?
Well, I think the best way is to practice speaking and listening as much as possible.
That makes sense. What strategies have you used to practice?
I find it helpful to watch English movies and TV shows with English subtitles. It helps me to follow along and understand the pronunciation better.
Interesting. I've also heard that you can use flashcards to practice vocabulary words.
Yes, that can be helpful. I also like to keep a journal and write down new words and phrases that I hear.
Hi Maria, have you been learning English?
Yes, I have. I'm trying to figure out the best way to learn it.
Yeah, me too. I think the best way is to find someone to practice with.
I agree. Practice is key. What else do you think we should do to become more successful English learners?
Well, I think it's important to listen to and watch native English speakers and to read books or watch movies in English.
That sounds like a good idea. What about writing?
Writing is also important. You can write down new words and phrases and practice using them in sentences. Hi Maria! How are you doing?
Hi Juan! I'm doing great, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing well too. So, I heard that you're trying to learn English.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get better at it.
That's great! I think the best way to learn English is to immerse yourself in it. Read books, watch movies, and listen to music in English.
That's a great idea. I also think conversation practice is important.
Absolutely. I think it's the best way to learn. Hey, Maria, how are you?
Hi, Juan. I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm trying to become more proficient in my English skills. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Absolutely. One of the best ways to learn English is to practice speaking it. Find someone who you can practice with.
That's a great idea. How else can I become better at English?
Another great way is to read books and watch movies or TV shows in English. That way you can get used to hearing and understanding the language.
That's a great idea. Hey, Maria, how are you doing?
Hey, Juan, I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. I was wondering, what do you think is the best way to learn English?
Well, I think that the best way to learn English is by speaking with native speakers and also by reading a lot. It's really important to practice speaking with native speakers because it will help you to improve your pronunciation and your understanding of the language.
That's a great suggestion. I think another good way to learn English is by taking classes. It can be hard to find native speakers to practice with, so taking classes can help you. Hi, Maria. What do you think is the best way to learn English?
Well, I think the most important way to be successful in learning English is to practice, practice, practice. Listening and speaking as much as possible is key.
That's a great idea. Do you think there are other methods that are helpful?
Of course. Reading books and newspapers in English is a great way to expand your vocabulary. Watching English movies and TV shows can help you practice your listening skills. And don't forget about writing practice. Writing can help you solidify your understanding of grammar and spelling.
Wow, that's a lot of tips. Hi, Maria. Do you have any ideas on how to become a more successful English learner?
Sure. Why don't you start by reading a lot of English books? That helps build your vocabulary and grammar knowledge.
That seems like a great idea. What else do you recommend?
Well, another great way to learn English is through conversation. Find a partner who is also trying to learn the language and practice speaking with them.
That sounds like a great idea. I think I'll give it a try.
Another thing you can do is watch English movies and TV shows with English subtitles.
Hey, Maria, what do you think are the best ways to learn English?
I think the best ways to learn English are by practicing speaking with native English speakers, reading English books and newspapers, and listening to English language podcasts.
That's a great idea. I also think it's important to watch English movies and TV shows to get used to pronunciation and intonation.
Absolutely. Also, It's helpful to practice writing in English and look up unfamiliar words in a dictionary.
Yeah, that's a great way to expand your vocabulary. Also, having a study partner or joining an English class can be really beneficial. Hey, Maria, what do you think is the best way to learn English?
Well, I think that regular practice is really important. I like to read English books and articles, and then practice speaking with native English speakers.
Yeah, that's a great way to learn. I also like to watch English movies and TV shows to get familiar with the language.
You're right. That's another good way to do it. I also like to listen to English podcasts and music to help me understand how words sound and how they are used in conversations.
Definitely. Those are all great ideas. Hey, Maria, what do you think is the best way to learn English?
Well, I think the best way to learn English is to practice speaking it as much as possible. That way you can get used to the pronunciation and gain confidence in your ability.
That's true. I also think that it's important to pick the right material to learn from. For example, if you prefer to learn through movies, pick movies that are dialogue-based and specifically designed for English learners.
Absolutely. That's a great suggestion. I think it's also important to find ways to make learning English fun. English learners, did you know that Maestro Circea offers a monthly membership for building listening comprehension and communication skills in American English? The Silver Monthly Membership helps American English learners improve their English comprehension, conversation skills, and pronunciation. It includes 3 to 4 one-hour audio-video webinars via Zoom with Maestro Circea each month. Participants also can request and receive Zoom recordings for the webinars they missed or participated in for further practice. To learn more about the upcoming webinars we offer via Zoom, please visit our website, American English Webinars, at www.englishwebinars.com.
Thank you for being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circea, where English learners worldwide learn American English. I will return with another educational podcast for American English learners in 3 or 4 days. Until then, feel free to visit my official website at www.maestrocircea.com. That's www.maestrocircea.com. Thank you.